This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and the RefS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. The EPA's latest proposal to restrict pesticide use is causing alarm among soybean growers. The American Soybean Association's chief economist, Scott Gerlt, says the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed pilot to protect endangered species well before a years-long reviews is so broad, it could put some producers out of business. We will hear from Scott Gerlt next.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Dieselex Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Dieselex Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
The American Soybean Association's chief economist, Scott Gerlt, says the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed pilot to protect endangered species is so broad, it could put some producers' operations in jeopardy.
It would affect about 13 million acres of cropland, of which about 5 million acres are soybeans. And really, it's not sustainable.
Buffers and filter strips could cost as much as $100 to $200 more per acre. Gerlt says USDA has also weighed in with EPA.
Annualized cost, that's about $150 an acre that you're draining. And so, I mean, you know, that's about the average cost of the value added of the land for agriculture. So that's the real concern, is that it would put a lot of these acres out of ag production in these affected areas.
ASA has said the EPA could expand its pilot program beyond the 27 species first affected. The agency has until the end of next September to decide the program's final scope and size.
USDA is pretty skeptical of this proposal as well. They think this could have a very large negative impact, and that EPA could do things that are a lot more targeted and not so negative. As one part of this proposal, if you're in certain areas, you have to consult Fish and Wildlife Service at least 3 months before for applications. USDA is skeptical that Fish and Wildlife Service has the manpower to even do this.
You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.